All that stuff that I bought, I'd like for you to just go ahead and stick it back in the closet, or I think I explained there in the letter, so you can just go ahead and do whatever I said. I don't remember exactly what I said to do with everything now. But survival school was a one-day school. We had it early Monday morning, and Tuesday morning it was over with. We spent the day roaming around the jungle there in the Philippines, learning what was edible and what wasn't, and how to obtain or get the water out of the bamboo and the different water trees and vines and stuff like that. And then that night, well, the little Negrito boys, the jungle people, what in the Philippines they call Negritos, they went down to the river, and we watched them, and they got us some river shrimp and an old mud cat and some snails and stuff like that, and we cooked up some rice and some bamboo and had chow that night, and then spent the night and slept on the ground and come back the next morning. I really did enjoy it. I really did enjoy the little Negrito. Really become close to my instructor. In fact, I seen him every day after the school was over with. His name was Eking. He took me out to his village, which was 7 or 8 miles outside of Subic Bay, which is right close to Kibi Point. You could really tell it was quite a pleasure for him to take me out there, and he felt real honored that I asked him to. And he did take me out to his village the next day, and we went out there in a little jeepney, is what they call it. I got a couple of pictures of them. We'll send them to you. They're a little American jeep that's been converted to a kind of a little cab deal. It's opened up there, and we rode out there in that little thing for about 7 or 8 miles out there to his village, and his wife cooked up supper for me, or dinner for me, and they were really some. They don't have anything over there. They got a little bitty house, and it's not much, very little furniture in there. I think about all they got's a bed. But I give them a little money, and because one of the children was sick, and they just got him out of the hospital. But I really enjoyed going out there and visiting with Eking and his wife. I have his address, and he's going to be trying to get into the Navy to become an American citizen, possibly come to the States. He's real smart. He did get his high school degree, and understand he had a pretty rough time getting it, but he did get it, and he's going to be trying to get into the Navy. I hope he can and come to the States and possibly look us up and spend a little time with us whenever we get back to the States. This Major C that I mentioned and his wife, Joe, and the two children are from Alabama, and they'll be over there for about another year and a half before they'll be going back to the States. I really did enjoy them, both of them. They're real fine people. He did the preaching one Sunday that I was there, and visited with them quite a bit on the nights, on Mondays and Tuesday nights, and I ate with them on Thursday night. Brought Eking over, and he ate with them also with us on the Thursday night, and I got them two together. Possibly he can start taking Eking to church. He's real interested in the Bible and doing the right thing. He's an honest person, and I was real impressed with Eking. The church over there is kind of small. It's about 25 or 30 members. About half of them are American families from the base. Most of them are tech reps. They work on aircraft that the Navy has. They're civilians. They work on the aircraft that the Navy has there at Kibi Point. I was real glad to I'll go ahead and finish. We returned back to Da Nang from Kibi Point on the Tuesday, which was on the 7th. So it gave me about 9 or 10 days over there, which was real nice. Felt real fortunate to be able to go. So real glad that the Mormons got to visit with you there, and I hope that you can get to go over to visit with them sometime and look at their slides and listen to their tapes from Dale. I got a letter from Dale. He explained everything that's been going on down there and his visit with Scratch. I was real glad that him and Scratch got together for a couple of days, and sounds like Scratch is really having it nice up there with a nice apartment. And I kind of pulled Dale's leg about old Scratch, and said that must be a rough way to fight the war down there. I was glad that you got a letter from Linda and Paul Parrish. hope you'll pass on the address right quick. I thought she sent a real nice letter, and I did think a lot of Paul and Linda, and I really grew to appreciate Paul and everything that he stood for. You know, he did live right there close to me when Billy and I were living together back there just off the campus. The weather over here has kind of been off and on. Today is reminds me a lot of back in July and August, whenever those hot days and the electricity would go off in the afternoon and the air conditioner wasn't working. Well, today it's hot, the air conditioner's off, and I'm sitting here inside the hooch just sweating. The day before yesterday, I was at the same time of the day, you'd be in the hooch freezing to death. It was real cold. At nights, it's really getting cold, and the weather's off and on. Today, it's really beautiful. The sky's just as clear. But last week, about this time, we had weather that was down about 200, 300 feet over the ground, and we had to fly low level to Da Nang and back. Da Nang was pretty nice a couple of weeks ago, so we'd fly low level down there, right over the top of the trees, down the highway. And it didn't take but a couple of incidents where we got shot at flying low level, but that's what you have to do whenever the weather's like that. I guess we are getting into the start of the monsoon and monsoon season. Supposed to be over in March. It was supposedly have started in September, but we were real fortunate, I think, to not have any bad weather in October, November, and even December. We had very little bad weather. I guess we'll probably have real bad weather in February and March even, probably. You were wondering where we'd be going if they did start a de-escalation of the war. I wouldn't count on any de-escalation, but just in case they do, we'd probably be going to Okinawa, would be my guess. And like I say, we'd probably be the first ones to go because we are here and we don't have any Marine troopers around us if any of the air wing did decide to go anywhere. The Hawaiian Punch did come. I thought I notified you about that, and I'm really enjoying it, and I'm going to have another case here pretty quick. I understand Kay's in the process of writing the Hawaiian Punch people and seeing if they can't send me some more, or getting some way that I can buy a case. This is a small can. Understand she can't get that in Texas, or they haven't been able to find it anywhere there. My teeth are doing real well. They did go ahead and pull the back third molar on the top right-hand side and the back third molar on the bottom right-hand side. Got those out, and he said, though, that happened to most pilots, or a lot of pilots, more than anyone else, because of the tension that they go through. I don't know what it was, but he said it was real common among pilots more than anybody else. I don't know why. I hope you did get those two letters that I sent to the Indian Hills Motel there in Taos. I thought I'd just give it a try. I didn't know whether it'd work or not, but I guess it did work on one of them. I know you did get one letter. We're not flying any more of those 9-hour days, Mother. Our max for the squadron is supposedly 8 hours. We usually fly around 6 or 7, and the maximum is 8. And on that day, it was 9 hours because everything was emergency. They classify every mission over here either a priority in the frame of a priority. Each mission has a priority, and most of the missions over here are routine, but on that day it was so hot down there, and everybody was, I mean, they were having a lot of problems and everything. Everybody needed resupplied, and so we had all the missions that day were emergency missions. That's the only day that I've ever flown. Every mission was emergency. Very seldom, actually, do we get an emergency mission, unless it is an emergency recon extract where they're surrounded or something like that and they have to get them out. So we're glad that you got to call Dennis and talk to him. It really does a lot for me to know that y'all can get together the way you did, and I hope that you will be doing it again real soon. I'm glad that you're saving all the clippings on all the operations that are going on around here and all the operations that I'm involved in. I know they'll be real interesting to me whenever I return. I did get your pressurized can of mothballs that you sent, and I'm sorry I didn't tell you about that earlier, but I wouldn't recommend sending any pressurized stuff like that through the mail, because if in one of those planes, they do pressurize those chambers whenever they climb up to 30,000 or something like that. In case they do lose the pressurization in the baggage compartment or something like that, those cans will blow up and possibly tear up the aircraft or something like that. And if it blew part of the aircraft apart, and then it just started tearing apart like that. But it is a common practice for, seems like everybody sends stuff through the mail like that. I'll answer some of your questions on the 30th. Looks like I'm running kind of short of tape. This is a 30-minute tape. It sure has passed fast. I don't know what I've said that made it pass so fast. I hope it's going to be a good tape. I was real glad to hear that Bill, Willie, and Andy finally finished up their deal, and I'm sure Bill will be quite an asset to the implement place. Be sure and tell Daddy, be sure and tell John Getty hello for me, and Charles also, and everybody out there. And I did get your card from Taos, and everybody signed it, and I was real glad to get that. It just made me that much more homesick, though. You ought to feel fortunate that you're getting as many tapes as you do. See, the Mormon's just gotten two tapes from Dale since he's been over here, and he got over here before I did, nearly. But I'll try to do better in the future. I'm going to take my tape recorder with me up to Quang Tree and some of these short tapes and try to get you out of tape at least once a week. I did get a tape and a letter from Dennis, and he's doing real fine. I was real glad to hear from him. He had nothing but praises for y'all. And that really made me feel good, and also Kay. Well, it looks like the tape's about to go out, so I want all of you to know that I'm feeling real great. Tell everybody hello for me, and we all know that the Lord will find a way when there's a will. So there's certainly a will. There's got to be a way for us over here. So be thinking about it.